This is WSHU News. I'm Dan Katz. A Connecticut legislative subcommittee voted in favor of a bill on Tuesday that raises the minimum wage from $8.25 an hour to $9 an hour over the next year, and possibly to $9.75 the following year. Democratic State Representative Beth Bye from West Hartford says in the past she's voted against raising the minimum wage, but now she says workers need it more than ever.
What we're seeing is this widening income disparity in our state and in our country. And for people who are working full time, I think we need to offer this as a way to help them be able to buy food and afford housing.
Republican State Representative Mitch Belinsky of Newtown says the bill would prevent companies from hiring new employees, particularly teenagers.
The unemployment rate for that class of individual is three times higher than the state rate. I see this as a job-killing bill and a reason to have more kids on the streets with nothing to do this summer.
The bill is different from what Governor Donna Malloy has proposed, which is to raise the minimum wage by 75 cents over the next 2 years. The committee bill still needs to be taken up by the House and the Senate. And a Connecticut legislative committee has approved a bill aimed at creating a state-administered retirement plan for low-income workers. The bill would require an initial feasibility study of the program. It made it through the Appropriations Committee on mainly party-line vote on Tuesday. Representative Jason Perillo of Shelton was one of a number of Republican members of the committee who voted against the bill.
I'm all for encouraging folks to save for their retirement. I think that's great, and I think we should be doing that as a society. But I'm not in favor of bills that won't do that and that will simply cost money. And that is exactly what we have here today.
Perillo says there are plenty of private firms available to administer retirement plans for low-income workers. The bill requires the Connecticut Retirement Security Trust Fund Board to set up a low-income workers fund if the market feasibility study finds that such a fund would be self-sustaining. The bill heads to the Senate now for further action.